Citizens for Sox organizers packed the room last Thursday night to launch a grassroots effort comparable to a political campaign. The goal of this effort is to convince the Boston Red Sox to locate their spring training in Sarasota. The team has trained in Fort Myers and played their home spring games at the City of Palms Park since 1993. Jason Puckett, sports coordinator for the Sarasota Convention and Visitors Bureau, said a new stadium and training facility is needed.
There's an intrinsic value with playing in a major league facility. Kids want to be able to go into center field and stand and look around and say, wow, this is where Ken Griffey Jr. sat, you know, in March. When you lose a major league franchise in your facility, it really loses a lot of luster, and it becomes a deterrent for event organizers to bring their event. Facility plans. Well, until we have a site location or a funding structure, really any talks about a plan would really be speculation. There really would be no basis to judge it upon. Now, going from that, the possibilities are endless for a new complex. Things from hotels, restaurants, maybe convention space, really the possibilities are endless.
A referendum was narrowly rejected last year for a $16 million bond issue to build a facility for the Cincinnati Reds. After the bond failed, a $41 million deal was put together as the Cincinnati team finalized a move to Arizona. David Pilston, a member of Citizens for Sox, said he was in favor of baseball for Sarasota, and this time things will be different.
During the process last year, the campaign, the debate over whether to keep the Reds or not, I think a lot of people were frustrated because they felt that the public was not involved. Well, that's why we're here tonight, to get the public involved right from the start. And I think last year also, a lot of people were really confused about what they were asked to vote on. And so we want to make sure that there's no confusion this time. You know, we want to make sure that all the facts are clearly communicated and understood so people know what they're supporting or what they're not supporting. So that's another reason why we're here tonight. And, you know, to anyone who might say, didn't we vote on this last year? Well, no, we didn't. This is a whole different ballgame. And again, I'm not a Red Sox fan, but I do appreciate the fact that, you know, the Red Sox are one of the top tier, not only one of the top tier baseball teams, but one of the most prestigious brand names in all of sports.
County Commissioner Joe Barbetta and City Commissioner Kelly Kirshner are leading the charge to lure the Red Sox to Sarasota. Last year, Kirshner campaigned against the bond issue to keep the Cincinnati team there. Both said that there are ways to raise funds privately and not create tax burdens.
Tourist tax was involved in the prior deal with the Cincinnati Reds. We've used tourist tax for this type of operation before. We use it to clean our beaches. We use it for a lot of different things. It's taxes that don't come out of your pocket. Our goal is to do as much as possible with the private money and then the rest with the state grant.
A figure of $70 million to build a new sports complex to attract the Sox is being discussed. Citizens for Sox feel the 102-acre county fairgrounds are the best logistical choice for a new facility. Ian Black, a realtor, suggested the stadium be built on the bayfront, currently slated as a cultural district. Commissioner Joe Barbetta said community discussion on alternate ideas is important and deferred this city-based issue to Kelly Kirshner.
It's not at the top of our list, but it's certainly not out of consideration. I'm sure Kelly, being a city commissioner, can comment a little more.
Obviously, there's been a long process at the cultural park. There's been a number of community charrettes. There's been a lot of work that's gone into that process. But, again, all these things are community conversations, Ian. So,
attendees who were Red Sox fans talked about the benefit of having them in Sarasota as a boost for increasing the tourist dollar. Kevin Murphy from the business community sees benefits beyond the obvious restaurant and hotel industry.
You've got the electricians, the plumbers. All those businesses locally here will benefit as long as they don't reach out to outside agencies, agencies from Orlando, agencies from Georgia. Spend their money here. Give the businesses locally here an opportunity to bid on the jobs and give those jobs to the people that are living and working in this community. And not just the restaurants, not just the hotels.
For WMNS,
it's root for the Reds.
This is Virginia Hoffman reporting from Lido Beach in Sarasota, Florida.